have very high expectations for the Bears. Ultimately, the Bears were a bigger underachiever, a bigger disappointment, if you will.
Mullion Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
This hour is brought to you by Advanced Primary Care at North Shore University Health Systems.
Good afternoon or morning, whatever the heck it is.
Patrick Manley.
Patrick has some great hair. His hair was sweet, man.
He was a Bear for a really, really long time.
Three things you got to do. You got to snap, protect, and cover. I feel like I can do all three pretty well.
Score Bears pregame host.
Coaches say you got to go find a butt. You run off a butt. You run off, your jersey's butt.
252 games, zero solo tackles, but all of your heart.
The level of leadership that he brought in the sense of camaraderie and teammates.
Patrick Manley with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Top of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football. Wildcats football returns to Wrigley Field this fall to host Wisconsin. Guarantee a seat with the purchase of season tickets. Buy now at nusports.com. Patrick Manley is a longtime friend of the station, longtime colleague and host, and he is on Twitter, at Patrick Manley. He is with us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Feeling all right, big fella?
I'm doing pretty well. You guys seem like you're doing all right. Just crazy times we're in right now, but I have no issue with, while we're going through this, putting a smile on your face and laughing a little bit. So I appreciate you guys and what you guys have been doing the last couple of days.
Oh, thanks, man.
We're not even sure what it is we're doing. But
yeah, right.
Keeping us off center is probably the best plan.
Oh, it is. And it's crazy times. It's unfortunate that, I don't want to get into politics, but there's still finger pointing going on when something like this is happening. And it's a good outlet to have with you guys or just getting around friends. I was around a couple friends yesterday, not a big gathering, but you can still laugh and smile and go about your day. And as they say, this should pass. And hopefully it's sooner than later, and hopefully it's taken care of.
Pat, you're right to point it out, the finger pointing thing. And we don't need to get political about this. But what I find interesting is I saw a number of different football players last night into this morning pointing out some BS about things that as it regards coronavirus, whether it's the public figures or just people you're attached to or whatever. When does a football player first gain that ability to sniff out BS the way they do? Because everybody has it. So I got to imagine that at some point you run into a high school coach that you can smell it. You can just feel it. It's eyewash. It's just nonsense. And everybody in the room calls the guy out for it.
Yeah. And you get it with your coaches too. With your just in Hallis Hall through the years, we had a couple coaches that came and went kind of quickly, not just head coaches, assistant coaches as well. But
what head coaches would that possibly be?
I don't want to finger point. I'm not finger pointing right now, but you're around enough people and you understand what, I guess the thing is you understand what a good team is, what teamwork is, and who is pulling their weight and who is with you. And when they're not, it's easy to figure them out. And I think the more you're around a team like that and the more you're around good teams or good people, you find out who the good ones are and then you know who the bad ones are and you hopefully move them along.
Were you involved? What do you remember about the controversy? Was it 2004 when the Bears, all of a sudden, you guys got all these flu vaccines? There was a shortage of flu vaccine. And it was a bit of a controversy when everybody found out, wait a second, everybody in the Bears traveling party just got vaccinated against the flu, and there were people lined up and waiting and on wait lists, even vulnerable people waiting to get the flu vaccine, and somehow the Bears got every bit they needed.
Yeah, I heard you before the commercial break bring that up, and that's something, one of those memories you completely forget until somebody brings it up. And yeah, I mean, we all had it available to us, and when you're in that situation, you're on a team, you're kind of by yourself, you don't listen to the media as much.
Right.
So I remember it, but I don't remember it being that big of a deal, probably because I was on that end of it. But yeah, it was there. It was for us. You could walk into the training room or the back room of the training room where the doctor was, and it was there for everybody. But I remember that. But it's, as a player, you didn't think it was that big of a deal because you don't listen to the outside noise.
Was it announced? Like, did you guys get an there weren't emails. On the rotary phone, were you guys called and notified? Like, were there stone tablets chiseled out?
You know, you go in the training room and said, hey, everybody, you can get a flu shot. Flu shots are here if you want a flu shot. You know, they were available for everybody. I do remember that. But, yeah, it's just word of mouth. You know, you're walking through the training room and the head trainer, whoever, assistant trainer, would just say, hey, anybody need a flu shot? We have it. So it was there for us.
What do you make of the Bears' decision to extend Danny Trevathan as they did? I think it's probably a foregone conclusion that it was either or Trevathan or Kwiatkoski, and their decision to go with the older veteran player coming off an injury rather than the young guy. You think it's price, or do you think it just says sort of where they are in their window, they're in pure go-for-it mode?
I think it's leadership. I really do. You know, some people have written about that. And I talked to some people last night within the organization. They were talking about how excited they were to get him back because what he means to that building. You know, everybody respects him from, you know, the upstairs to the players, to the training staff, to T-Med. He means a lot to that locker room. He's kind of the heartbeat of that locker room from what I understand from the people I talked to. And I think they're very excited to get him back. Very respected guy by the younger guys. You know, he's the one that they would go to and ask questions. Follow all that kind of stuff. So I think he got paid. I still think he has a couple good years left in him, and it was unfortunate that gruesome injury he had, but I think he got paid to be that leader, and you need that guy on a team. And we saw it in I think 2014. We lost some leaders after 2012 and with Urlacher and Olin and those guys, and it kind of went south for a little bit until you find out who your guy is that is the true leader every day you walk into Hallis Hall, and it sounds like Danny Trevathan is one of those.
Yeah, I think it's the right move to sign him. It sounds like the Kwiatkoski marketplace is kind of blown up, but it might be even more expensive to get him on a longer-term deal than Trevathan at this point, given his age. But, Patrick, he's only played 16 games once as a Bear. So that means, yeah, I'm not saying don't sign the guy, but I am saying that the backup to that position has to be of a better quality, perhaps, than in other spots. Is that Kevin Pierre-Lewis good enough for you? Is there another guy that we saw take a lot of action last year as linebacker stepped in that makes sense?
Yeah, I think as a general manager or a personnel person, you have to evaluate a player like that saying, okay, I'm not expecting 16 games. That's maybe when you start looking at backups and paying that position a little bit more in the backup position just for those games. And whether it comes through free agency or the draft, who knows? And it'll be interesting to see if free agency happens when it starts the league year. They're talking about whatever. But Kevin Pierre-Lewis, what I did like about him is he played fast. You know, he didn't play tentative. He still made some mistakes, but he played fast. And that's actually a skill, because some guys get out there when they're young and they don't know what they're doing. They play slow and they just play tentative. I like the way he played. But is he a good enough backup? If he can improve on last year, yes. With reps, maybe we'll see. But I think that is a position where you look at it with Roquan Smith and Danny Trevathan now, you have to make sure you have a viable backup there just because of what you talked about, not playing 16 games every year.
I wonder what the effect of this is going to be on the current NFL calendar, because if everybody is calling back all their scouts right now, isn't scouting pretty much done? I mean, they don't want people congregating for pro days. Look, we've had the Senior Bowl, had the Combine. Do you think teams know enough that there isn't going to be any significant variance, extra sort of unknowns created now? Because I think it's all overblown anyway.
Yeah, I've been reading and watching some stuff about that. I just saw a tweet from somebody. They were talking about what it's really going to hurt is the late round draft picks or the priority free agents, because they're canceling what the 30 visits you can take.
Right.
So those guys are going to get hurt a little bit because they're not going to be able to get in front of coaches and scouts and general managers. They're truly going to have to rely on tape. I think your first through third, fourth rounders, those guys, you already know who they are. You know, you had those guys at the combine, you've watched enough tape of them, but the later round guys are gonna have some, you know, there'll probably be some more misses on those guys or taking more chances on those guys or not knowing exactly who you're getting when they come in the building because you don't have those meetings with them one-on-one. But it's really going to rely on the college scouts and what they saw on tape. So that's what it really is, and they have enough numbers now with the combine guys, like I said, but it's going to go back to those college scouts and their reports they turned in at the end of the college football season. So I think they have enough. And, they've been doing it all year. They've been scouting them for a year or 2 years or whatever it is. I think they have enough information. But I do think the younger or the the lower end guys might get hurt a little bit.
That when you put it that way, I guess it makes sense. You know, when I said I thought it was overblown, I thought, look, if you're talking about, you know, all these names in the draft and how much just dumb luck there is and random chance there is, and I can spin a wheel and redistribute some of these sixth round picks and not make much of a difference. But I guess that you will lack the opportunity to fall in love with a guy late. You'll lack the opportunity to have somebody say, you know what, if we get the chance, let's get this guy, and you don't get that kind of that kind of attraction.
Yeah, I'll give you an example was me. I was a sixth-round pick, and if the landscape was different then, I don't think there were 30 visits you could do or whatever, but I took a visit to Chicago, Tennessee, New York, Minnesota, whatever. But when I came to Chicago, Keith Armstrong, who was the special teams coach, he and I hit it off. And I think maybe I wooed him or whatever, impressed him a little bit to push me up in the draft to get picked as the last pick in the sixth round instead of being a seventh rounder or a priority free agent. But I think that's a great – I mean, that's an example that helped. That helped me a ton to get in front of people and kind of explain who I am and see who I am and not just off the tape, but to find out, you know, what kind of person you are. So that helped me a lot, and it's going to hurt kids thinking about that.
On the flip side of that, I was reading a couple different NFL writers go back and forth about this on Twitter, and in the 30 visits, there is a sense that some prospects, some guys sell themselves in a way that they're not, because these visitors, they know what they're going to be asked. They understand how to craft these answers, and they can get away with some things in those visits and maybe sell a scouting department or a front office on something that's not real. Do you get the sense that that's also going on in a large way? Will that also make, you know, kind of make clear front offices that aren't doing the job scouting and are falling in love with the guy when maybe that doesn't matter as much as the way he plays?
That's a good question. I don't know. You're talking just being so programmed with the answers and all that stuff.
A little bit, yeah.
I can't speak on that because I don't know. I didn't go to the combine. I didn't do those in-room interviews and things like that. I had the opportunity to be in just in a ballroom at a hotel near Hallis Hall and got to sit at a table and just, like I was about to say it, but talk with Keith Armstrong and met Brian McCaskey, met George McCaskey, met Michael McCaskey and all those guys, and just had truly a conversation about life. And it wasn't just hitting you with football questions. It was all the above. So I can't answer that, but I'm sure it hurts guys when they can't let themselves be known. If they're too structured, they're too, you know, programmed. You really just need to be yourself and let people figure out if you fit or not.
I heard Jason Hayward of the Cubs say something when he was being asked about coronavirus and self-quarantining and all that and social distancing. And he made an interesting point. He says, as baseball players, you play. He said, it's not about how, even when you feel like crap, you take some medication and you play because it's your job. And he said, sort of coming to grips with the athlete mentality of, I'm fine, tough through it, do what you got to do. It's almost, it's crazy for that, I mean, more so for football players, you know, getting the Toradol shots and just, you know, not, and being able to actually change your pain tolerance and your illness tolerance, everything, you know, play, no matter what, shoot me up, get me out there because you do what you do. I it's got to be a difficult situation to abide by what all of these societal rules and you know, medical best practices for people whose job it is to ignore all that stuff often.
Well, I think that's one reason maybe why they are just shutting everything down, because you're programmed to tough everything out. You know, then Rudy Gobert, what he did was, you know, unfortunate. He came out and gave a nice apology, but you think you're indestructible. You think nothing can hurt you. That's just the way you've been programmed pretty much your whole life as an athlete, that's how you're going to overcome anything, play through anything. Injuries aren't, you know, aren't there. Look through them. There's no such thing as a sick day. But now is an important time to realize that you can't play through this. This is not just a team issue or trying to win this one game. This is a nationwide issue where
worldwide.
You've got to look out for your, Worldwide, excuse me, yes. You've got to look out for your fellow American, your fellow human. It is interesting. It's a good point, but I think this is bigger than that, that you need to really be self-aware to understand what the situation you're in right now, that, you know, this just isn't an illness. This is a pandemic, obviously, that is worldwide. And then I applaud the way all the sports organizations have said, nope, we've got to be part of this solution, not be part of the problem.
I imagine your focus has changed quite a bit. Obviously, everybody's has in the last week or so, but how much attention had you been paying to the CBA as it was presented to players? The noise guys were, you know, at the top end of the marketplace kind of making about it. If you were asked to advise a group of players about whether or not this is something you want to get down and sign or maybe work toward, what would your advice be?
Yeah, I don't know enough. I've been trying to dig on that. And we went back and thought about when we went through it before 10 years ago, we didn't have Twitter. We didn't have social media like it is now. So the voice of players really came within whatever building you were in. You know, your leadership council in that building was kind of your singular voice to the media. So I find it interesting that guys are, they can do it whatever they want. They have their platform to do it, but it's interesting that it seems a little more divided than you want. And I wish I knew more about what was in the CBA. And obviously, selfishly, I'm looking at what retired players get. But it's interesting that it is divided as much as it is. And I can't speak on it yay or nay because I don't know enough. And I keep digging and I'd like to know more. And I'm hoping the guys that should know it all, the players, truly know everything and are given the most information they can get.
Saw the opinion written by our guy Mike Florio at Pro Football Talk, who said, now that we have had this massive negative jolt to the economy, where the owners probably, were they to rewrite the collective bargaining agreement offer, there would be far more protections for the owners who've lost so much wealth in just the past few days, that players should sign this thing right now. That was Florio's point of get to your whatever device or tablet you need to vote yes and make sure you lock this in, because if they don't, there's no question, because the owners are so much less wealthy than they were, that the next deal is going to be way worse.
That's an interesting take. I mean, I don't know what to say about that, because how much money are they truly losing? Do we know that right now with the season not taking place or all that kind of stuff?
Their football businesses, just saying their individual wealth.
Yes. Yeah.
Just everybody's net worth, everyone's net worth is significantly lower. And for them, they're talking about adding extra zeros, obviously several to that number, and saying that hits home when they're like, okay, well, now next time the deal comes around, we're in a completely different position and we're looking at this very differently.
Well, I guess we're just kind of talking about the stock market then. Was it 2008, the crash, or whenever before, it happened then? Yeah. So you expect it to bounce back. You hope it'll bounce back. I don't know if I buy in that. I think you just believe in our country, that we can do the right thing and everything will come back in the right way. That I don't think you get scared because of this to go ahead and change your vote or go out and vote and – or change your vote from a no to a yes just because of that. I'm not sure if I agree with that one.
Do you you feel like the draft happens?
I don't know. You should be able to have it. Just have it, online. You know, do it that way.
Yeah.
Just don't have the big draft at New York or wherever they're having it this year, or Vegas, right? Yeah, just do it online and do it that way. But guys, I got an idea for you. I want to drop this off for you.
Oh no!
Fire away, man.
Yep. So I really enjoyed our Mondays together, and Bears Mondays are huge on this radio station, right? So I got an idea for you. So go back. You should have you and the listeners pick a game, rewatch it, and then relive a Bears Monday after rewatching the game.
First up is the Chargers game. First one. I demand it.
No, not a good idea.
I love it.
Alter, don't want to relive it. That one again. Revisionist Bears Mondays. We all watch the game together, and then we take the same photo. Why did they sign that guy? Okay. That guy should be cut. Okay.
It'll fill some airtime.
I can tell you this. Patrick, we are open to anything.
I'm just spitballing here, man. I'm spitballing.
I love it.
That's all right. Let me just make sure you sanitize after that. All right. Best of health to you and yours.
Same to you guys, man. I appreciate it, and keep up the good work.
And lastly, how about putting in a plug for Long Snapper IPA with Tighthead Brewing Company? How's it going?
It's actually going well. So today it is actually getting relaunched again. We were a little on a hiatus for a little bit. So if you want to, you can head up to Tighthead Brewing and in Mundelein. Grab some cans, and then on Monday it'll be ready for distribution, so it'll be out and about a lot more in the Chicagoland area. And it's getting good reviews. It's very good. I enjoy it. Connor, I think you enjoyed it as well.
Oh, yeah, well, in quantity, sir. Yeah, absolutely.
So it is back. It is back, and it'll be ready to go.
As I've had it, it's best consumed in quantities of, I don't know, terms.
Yeah. Yes, I was told that 4 out of 5 epidemiologists also say that large amounts of long snapper IPA can can reduce concern about coronavirus.
That, oh, yes, reduce concern 100%.
Yeah.
That is a fact. That I think works. 5 out of 5 said that.
Thank you, Patrick.
All right, see you guys.
That is Patrick Manley.
It's a solid beer, long snapper IPA. Absolutely a solid beer.
Yeah, I am an IPA fan. It's hard to
You'd like this one.
Okay, because I like them. I like them on the hoppy side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a little hoppier. It's very sessionable. That was a goal for Pat and the team that created Long Snapper IPA, and we definitely sessioned the hell out of it.
Sessionable.
The word.
You talk about a euphemism.
That's the word, man. Sessionable IPA.
A euphemism for drinking a lot of it.
Putting down a case.
Crushable, yeah. Sessionable. You know, there's a fascinating story.
All Day, that's another one.
All Day IPA. Yeah, yeah, that's Founders.
Yeah, that's Founders.
Founders, mm-hmm. Yeah. Like there's, but that has to do with, you know, alcohol content and the whole thing. I always talked about this wonderful book, Beer Blast, that talks about the history of beer marketing,
mm-hmm.
You know, going back to how Pabst Blue Ribbon was literally branded with a blue ribbon.
Right.
It was tied around the neck of the bottle as the Transcontinental Railroad was being built, and Pabst would ship railroad cars full of it, and they would differentiate their beer by tying a blue ribbon on it. That was branding in these clear bottles. There was a moment. If it was the Miller beer commercial where there's a line in it, is it when it's time to relax, one beer stands clear, and there's a line where they go beer after beer.
Oh yeah, yeah,
and
absolutely.
They said Miller tastes too good to hurry through. But that line, beer after beer, marked the first time in beer advertising that you were urged to drink more than one.
No kidding.
It is that was considered a seminal moment in that was
because they kind of took it for granted up until that point.
I don't know. Well, or it was someone who would have a beer with dinner. It was
right.
You had a beer.
Dinner beer.
That was the first. That was the very first time in an advertising campaign.
What year?
That there was a reference. That was mid-70s. I believe that
father sits down with his TV dinner and
when they say beer after beer, it's like, oh, beer after wait. We can drink more than one? This is a whole new world.
Don't mind if I do.
Yeah. Now, sessionable. That we've gone from that. We've gone from the reference to beer after beer being important to it being sessionable.
That's right.
We're going to have the beer sessions now. It is time to commence the say. You're gaveled into session.
If you try hard enough, you can make a session work for you.
Speaking
no problem.
Did you notice that Paul Sullivan at the press box in Sloan Park had a gavel?
Oh yeah, of course I did.
How cool is that?
Yes. Well, he's the chapter head, right? He's
the
Grand
writers.
Puba of the Baseball Writers Association of America.
He literally had a gavel.
Yes, just in case a quorum breaks out.
Yeah, and what do they call the thing that the gavel rests on and or hits?
The thing that the gavel rests on.
No, it's got to be a name. There's got to be some name like plastrum or something. There's got to be some
plastrum.
I don't know. There's got to be some.
I think
like,
you have to have that checked. Actually,
there has to be some
doctor.
Latin name for the gavel target.
The gavel hits.
Right? It's a little circular. It's a disc. It's a plate.
This says Soundblock. Reference.com says Soundblock, but that doesn't
matter.
No. A sounding block. Sounding block.
Sounding block?
A sounding block.
I need a Latin name. There has to be a definitive Latin name for the thing the gavel hits, because he didn't have one of those.
No, he didn't.
So you hit the gavel against your own head or something?
Gordon Whitmire is sounding block.
You hit it
block.
Against Gordon Whitmire.
He chucks it across the press box.
Yep. And across his chest.
Indeed.
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by the Home Loan Expert. We are Bernstein and McKnight talking sports on a sports station. More sports have been canceled. There will be no NASCAR event in Atlanta this weekend. The Masters has been postponed. The Boston Marathon has been postponed. There's going to be no Shamrock Shuffle.
The commissioner of the NHL, Gary Bettman, has mentioned a couple of things in the last few minutes about where his league may or may not return and how. Also, Jay Zawoski, our executive producer, who is working from home today.
Big Gary Bettman fan,
but
too.
Oh, man, he's love just him. In the fan club, president chapter president, caught something on the Marquee Network, which is now on Hulu.
Don't say caught something in this day and age.
Fair enough.
Right?
The Marquee Network debuted on Hulu yesterday, so Jay was kind of scrolling through things and saw something. Our guy, Len Casper, and Theo Epstein sat down to have a breaking news chat, and it's really good. I don't know that many people have seen it because of everything that's been going on. We have the audio for you, and I think you'll enjoy it quite a bit. We'll play that for you next. Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
When you think Chicago sports, think Mully and Hall. Chicago's most listened to sports morning show, hands down. They cover all of Chicago's teams, from the daily wins and losses to the most historic moments in Chicago sports. Trust Mully and Hall to start your day. Mornings 5 to 9, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station.
Go for a getaway full of adventures for all ages. In Daytona Beach, discover brand new resorts and the big, iconic beach that's world famous. Savor fresh local seafood right on the waterfront. Climb to the top of Florida's tallest lighthouse. Rock out to live music at the oceanfront bandshell. Or catch a wave along 23 miles of wide sandy beaches. No matter your interests, fun is endless here. Choose a destination that makes the whole family happy. Find oceanfront hotel deals and book your trip now at DaytonaBeach.com.
Are you a homeowner constantly dealing with contractors to fix things around your home? Do you deal with the hassle of calling around, no-shows, and getting ripped off? It doesn't have to be like that if you use the Jiffy On Demand app. Jiffy On Demand gives you the power to schedule already vetted contractors within minutes, just like ordering an Uber. Download the Jiffy On Demand app and use the code JUSTJIFFYIT for $30 off your first job or online at JiffyOnDemand.com. Jiffy On Demand, fast, reliable home maintenance for less.
No matter what type of business you're in, having a strong business banking partnership can help your bottom line. I'm Jeff Boundy, president of Cornerstone National Bank and Trust Company. We strongly believe that trust, service, and relationship are the cornerstone of a successful business banking partnership. Customers like Dr. Dan Cusis of Core Orthopedics and Sports Medicine agree.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dan Cusis of Core Orthopedics, with locations in Elk Grove Village and Hoffman Estates. As a business owner, I needed a bank that would be able to quickly respond to market opportunities and provide me with sound financial guidance, allowing me the time to focus on the needs of my patients. I have found all of that and more with Cornerstone National Bank and Trust Company. By providing Core Orthopedics with a line of credit and construction financing, Cornerstone has proved to be a valuable business partner for our growing practice. That's why since 2007, Cornerstone National Bank has been the bank where we belong.
Thanks, Dr. Cusis. Please visit cornerstonenb.com, or I invite you to give me a call at 847-654-3000 to explore a business banking partnership.
Cornerstone National Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
If you're a military veteran, then you've got to check out ConnectingVets.com. It's full of the military news and lifestyle stories that bring vets closer. Closer to the things you care about, like benefits, employment, women's issues, and what's happening in the veteran community. It's things that affect your wallet and everything from happy hour to firepower. No matter what branch you were, we're the site that salutes you. ConnectingVets.com.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today. And listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Hey, what's up? I'm Jerry.
Oh, hi there. I'm Al.
And we do a podcast like almost every day, but not quite. It's the Al and Jerry post-game podcast. We really started it to talk about things we didn't get to on the Boomer and Geo show, but now it's really just us talking about robots, rats in New York City, and dumb people in Florida.
And porn sites that do studies and polls.
Yes, studies and polls. You can download and subscribe on radio.com and the new radio.com app.
Go for a getaway full of adventures for all ages. In Daytona Beach, discover brand new resorts in the big, iconic beach that's world famous. Savor fresh local seafood right on the waterfront. Climb to the top of Florida's tallest lighthouse. Rock out to live music at the oceanfront bandshell. Or catch a wave along 23 miles of wide, sandy beaches. No matter your interests, fun is endless here. Choose a destination that makes the whole family happy. Find oceanfront hotel deals and book your trip now at DaytonaBeach.com.
Mully and Hall, Chicago's sports morning show.
I did not have very high expectations for the Bulls this year. I didn't think we were going to see a ton of success. I also didn't have great expectations for the Blackhawks. I did, and I think we all did, have very high expectations for the Bears. Ultimately, the Bears were a bigger underachiever, a bigger disappointment, if you will.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Score overnights with Les Grobstein.
Let's go to our buddy Belmont Mike.
Maybe they're truck drivers. Maybe they got, you know, graveyard shift jobs. How reassuring and comforting it's been, Les, to be able to put on the score in the middle of the night and just listen to you. And they don't even have to participate, that you're here so we can enjoy intelligent sports conversation.
It's my pleasure to be able to do this.
Score overnights with the Grobber on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
First thing at McKnight, 670 The Score. You got to love the text lines because you know there's always an expert somewhere, mm-hmm. right? There's always somebody. So when we asked what the thing was that the gavel hits,
yeah.
The 708 says, I recently did a job for a judge in her home. I asked her the same question. She said she didn't know. No one had ever asked her before. She called a friend who's also a judge who said, indeed, it's called a sound block.
What job? Were you like? Were you whittling a gavel there at the house?
Well, wait.
Does it have to be made inside of a judge?
The 847. Hey, Dan, I've been an engraver for 30 years.
I've been engraving for 30 years.
I am an engraver. I engrave. Said I've engraved hundreds of gavels. It is called a sounding block.
All right.
I'm good.
Is each gavel made with a corresponding sounding block?
Are they interchangeable? I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, does it have a bespoke sounding block? Are they a pair? And then obviously you use whatever you want.
I don't know.
That's the next question for our sounding block guy. Well, we got a gavel guy. We need a sounding block guy now.
We just went down an old Miller commercial rabbit hole in the other room that brought back my childhood sports watching.
Remarkably specific.
That's my childhood. Because we were talking about...
If you got the time.
Yeah. So you don't remember this?
No, this I do. Yeah. Okay. I grew up in Wisconsin, remember?
Yes.
Like when you rang doorbells in the neighborhood, this played in some places.
Everyone walked around singing it?
Yeah, there weren't milk delivery people. There were beer delivery people.
So here it is. Yeah. Chaunty piano. Yeah, there it is. Yeah. That was from like 1973 or 74. That line was encouraging you to drink more than one. And then we saw these incredibly manly, not manly, but these super manly commercials just kind of gay.
Wait, what?
Well, just
it's just guys being dudes, all right? That's all it
well,
is.
Well, no, these
just
are
just guys
are,
being dudes are, and dudes being guys.
These are 70s guys being, and it's all like.
Are they all bearded?
Yeah, but you know the term.
But in a way that 70s beards are very strange.
You know the term Miller time?
Yeah, of course.
That was after your work day ended. Your manly work day ended. Yes. Like you got done fighting forest fires.
Right, right.
And then you came into your tavern and you hung up your forest firefighter hat and you wipe the sweat off your brow. That's when it was Miller time. And the other one, I don't know what
advertising meeting would have come up with this, but there's a, I swear to God,
yeah.
It opens on some bay, and there's a guy in a dinghy.
B-A-Y.
And he's lifting up, he's lifting up baskets of clams from the bottom of the ocean with a giant stick. And they're saying, like, his father taught him how to dig for clams, and now it's his turn to run the clam business.
Still uses the same stick.
Yeah, I'm not making this up. And he's hoisting these big, I don't know what they are, like cages of clams and dumping them into his boat. And then they show the sun setting and his boat is pulling into the bay to maybe to drop off his harvest of clams. And then it's Miller time. Your work day is done. You caught all the clams in the bay.
All right, fellas, sit down. We need an advertising campaign that connects to everyday Americans. I've got it. Clam farmer. Get out. You're fired. Clam farmer.
That's it.
Clam farmer.
That's it. But it's also he's like really like, and again, he's got the big 70s beard, and he's like, well, this is I'm doing real man's work today. I'm lifting baskets of clams.
So now I want to watch this, but a Google search for Miller Lite clam farming is undoubtedly going to turn up horrible things, right?
I'm tweeting it out from the Burns Midnight Twitter account.
Okay, and you did not use
the clam farmer. I mean, seriously, who's like, okay, this is, are they focus group it? It's like, what makes you want an ice cold Miller Lite? Well, I can sure relate to a good full day of clam farming.
Sure, Jerry, tell us more about clam farming and how that really works up a thirst.
Right.
Thanks, Jer.
That's, you know, you talk about your red-blooded American day. There it is. That's putting in a day's work.
Imagine leaving that meeting and you're the guy that pitched like cowboy or any other truck driver, any other relatable profession, and you're walking out of there going like, God, Jerry pitched clam farmer and got it. Jeez, I am so fired. I am so fired. Clam farming wins.
So here's the description from the actual YouTube video. Hey, you're a clam digger, but when you're done digging for clams, you want the best tasting beer you can find, Miller High Life.
But he wasn't was he digging? I thought clam digging
the
was you
digging
you,
the wrong place.
The digging the wrong place. They were trying to find clams. Instead, they found the Ark of the Covenant. Oh, how am I going to sell this?
Although John Rhys Davis in the 80s kind of looks clam farming.
Yes, you know,
he could have been a clam farmer.
He's got the beard going. Ah, you take back one kedem. And so they have. I thought clam digging was walking in the surf, and you see the bubbles come up, and you dig down, and you pull out a clam.
I thought that was cranberry farming.
And members of the cranberries. That's like clam dig. You have a clam dig in the surf in Maine, and you wear your
the whole
capri
last
pants.
5 minutes of this joke has been clam digging is an unidentifiable thing, and now you're asking me what clam digging is?
No, I didn't think
that. I don't
know. Like commercial clam fishing. It looked like that's what it looked like. It looked like fishing. Or is he digging? Is that what the giant stick is?
Again, my Google search for Miller Lite clam farming has not returned savory results, okay? So I have yet to be able to watch the video.
Fine.
I don't know.
Let's get to the Marquee Network.
Please,
with that.
God, let's.
Get used to this.
It's back now. The Marquee Network is on Hulu. Jay Zawoski was tweeting the show text thread just the other night. He said he actually saw something pretty awesome on it. This starts with Len Casper. It's Len and Theo Epstein in a sit down talking about what's going on. It's pretty impressive. And if I got to tell you, well handled by two very professional human beings. Here's a couple of minutes from the Marquee Network just yesterday.
This is really an unprecedented day, not only in Major League history, but sports history as well. Many events have been canceled, including the NCAA tournament, and a statement today from the commissioner's office. Spring training has been suspended. The start of the regular season will be delayed at least 2 weeks. Baseball will continue to evaluate ongoing events and will announce effects on the schedule at an appropriate time. I had a chance to talk with Cubs President of Baseball Operations, Theo Epstein, who said clearly non-baseball issues are the top priority right now.
Yeah, this is something that the world as a whole is dealing with, and it's gravely important that we all follow the lead of the experts, follow the science, and take actions that are in the best interest of the greater good and public health, and that's what we're trying to do.
What are the known knowns, I guess, at this point, from your perspective?
Yeah, we're following the lead of the commissioner's office and the Players Association when it comes to broader decisions about the game, obviously. So they canceled spring training games today, very appropriate step. Delayed the start of the season at least until April 9th. And we have shut down our facility for tomorrow to avoid assembling as a group and to perform a deep clean. And then we'll reevaluate the weekend. I think this is good chance that there's very little, if anything, going on here this weekend, and then Monday is an off day. And I think by then, after a good couple days of talks between the commissioner's office and the Players Association, continuing to follow the lead of the experts and the science, we'll be in a position to make better plans and more concrete decisions about what lies ahead for our industry.
At this point, does it feel like your guys are okay? No one has shown any signs or symptoms?
Yeah, we don't have anybody symptomatic at this point. We don't have anyone ill right now, although we did have some people who were ill earlier in camp. Unfortunately, the situation in this country right now is that very, very few people have been tested. And because of that, even the people who were sick in our camp weren't tested. And since there hasn't been testing, we don't know if anyone in camp, has been infected. We hope that's a situation that corrects itself for the greater good and for the public health, that there can be more testing. And as there is, we'll be able to test our players and have better information. But right now, we have to assume that obviously we know the science behind this is that the infection is spreading, and we're practicing appropriate social distancing and hygiene and taking all the steps we can to try to flatten the curve of the outbreak and do our part.
Reiterating that this, the baseball part is not really important right now. This is a bit unprecedented. Have you kind of thought ahead, or do you really just have to wait to see what Major League Baseball has to say before you can really give it any serious thought in terms of a timeline and a schedule?
Yeah, when it comes to a timeline, we're following the lead of the commissioner's office and the Players Association. There are obviously myriad issues at play when it comes to pushing back a season or missing significant games. And honestly, I think of the people who can least afford to lose a source of income, whether it's game day employees or the thousands and thousands of people who rely on baseball as an industry to make a living. So that's at the forefront of our mind, along with the health and well-being of players, staff, their families, our fans. We just want to make sure everyone's okay and make good decisions based on science and the collective best interest.
So that's Len Casper and Theo Epstein on the Marquee Network just yesterday. Obviously, planes flying overhead because these interviews have to be, I would imagine, conducted outside to keep the distance you're looking at. The Cubs have already removed everyone from their facility so that they can clean the things out. And if you're in Mesa and outside, you're going to have a couple planes fly overhead. That's kind of the nature of the town.
Good stuff from Theo.
Yeah, it really was.
About what matters. And there have been a lot of people saying really good things about how something like this can remind you about where sports is in all of it. It's just sports.
Plus, there's an economy to these games. I mean, it's not just, the dollars that go to broadcasters or whatever, people chiming in and paying their $55 a month for Hulu or something like that. There's people that work at these games. There are seasonal workers affected by this. I was just reading, there are a bunch of baseball reporters now just kind of writing pieces and reminding folks that minor leaguers may not get paid if baseball goes on hiatus this way. You and I have talked about, the relatively awful pay of minor league baseball players as they're working to try and get better in their profession. They're basically, they're less than minimum wage workers because they're treated as seasonal workers as is. Major League Baseball as an entity, I think, needs to do something. Really, all of these leagues need to do something to secure the livelihood of people who have jobs affected by this, who have hourly pay affected by this. Minor leaguers who won't be paid if there's no games to be played. I hope that those leagues, with the coffers of cash that they've got, are able to secure some of those things for the people on the periphery that secure the product for us to consume when it comes back.
Kevin Love of the Cavaliers, his foundation has pledged $100,000 for stadium workers, for game day workers there, which is really
goes a long way.
on his part. But this is, you know, I guess we're going to get some information coming from the government in a little bit about a compromise package that might involve some, whether it's a payroll tax exemptions for companies, or we're hoping that there's going to be extended sick leave and paid leave for workers. I don't know what they've been able to come up with. I know a lot of stuff was getting shot down yesterday, but yeah. It's hopeful that maybe something like this can help bridge the gap across the aisle. I wanted to read this as well from our friend Neurotic Lawyer, who emails to say, as we enter this strange hunkered down world, please keep in mind that approximately 30 million children rely on school for their daily breakfast and lunch. School districts are scrambling to figure out how to provide these desperately needed services, and every gap in service is a real, actual child who is in need.
Yeah.
When you go to the grocery store to grab staples, get something to drop off at the local food depository, a simple act of grace that can help transform social distancing in an opportunity to build community. It's a lovely thought from a Neurotic Lawyer, and I agree with it wholeheartedly. And it's something that I understand, you know, as I was dropping the kids off today and thinking, you know, we shouldn't be in school. We should not be going to school. But when the decision is made to, it's a difficult decision, because we know the Archdiocese is closing Catholic schools.
Right. Just today, just about an hour ago.
Just today that the Chicago Catholic schools are going to be closed, and Mass is suspended as well, because that's the right thing to do. The problem with CPS is, It says more about where we are societally. It's not just Chicago. It's a lot of major cities where, for too many kids, that school is their food. It's their warmth. It's their shelter. It's childcare. Mm-hmm. It's where they have to be. And not having it, it's not just not having an education or just not, you know, not having the opportunity to learn. That's where they have to be, because that's all they have.
It's tough, too, because kids are likely to, if they carry this, be asymptomatic.
Mm-hmm.
They're also likely to not remember to wash their hands because they're, you know, kids. And they're kids. So they're not following the same hygiene practices that we try to remember every day. I actually had it written down in my notes. I'm glad. Was it Erotic Lawyer or Neurotic Lawyer? Which one emailed?
Neurotic Lawyer.
When you said
lawyer.
It was a little unclear. I was worried that they changed his profession.
Erotic Lawyer, different guy.
Different guy. Also in Miller Lite ads, believe it or not.
You've spent a long day as an erotic lawyer working hard to
pull and the bar for you.
To get people exonerated and titillated. But now it's Miller time.
It's funny that Neurotic
You've
Lawyer
got
wrote about
the time.
We've got the tassels. So I wrote it down. The food depository, at food depository on Twitter, Chicago's Food Bank.
Nice.
Good place to go ahead and check out. I'll retweet a link or something like that. Because, you know, if you're not into the going grocery store, if you're self-quarantined or something like that, maybe you can just make an online donation or something and help out that way.
Texter from the 847, two texters, both from the 847, say, Theo is so smart.
Yeah.
He used the word myriad correctly. And this other texter, holy bleep, somebody correctly used the word myriad. Yes, it's not a myriad of, it's simply myriad.
Sure, and it can be a myriad or just myriad of. You can, the A before preempting myriad, good either way.
As long as you don't use both A and of.
Correct.
Fascinating stuff. And
we're here for you.
Another texter says, Theo 2024. He could do it.
Maybe.
He'd be a hell of a candidate. We talk about staying on message. And
The Oppo research on Theo as a candidate would be hysterical.
Yeah, but it's all the same story.
Right. It's videos of Theo in a gorilla suit walking out of wherever, or smashed after the World Series. They're like, right. Your candidate did this. And Theo's going, yeah, yes, I did.
Yeah, I did.
I absolutely did.
Kind of hammered.
I had a great time, completely wasted there. Good time. Great, great time there.
TMZ reports that this footage has just surfaced from a golf course at 3 in the afternoon.
Yes.
Yeah, that's me lying on the back of the cart. What do you want to know?
I went to baseball for 30 years, for God's sake.
Right? Any more you got? You put all that transparent? Like, he has that meeting with, like, look, we're going to do Oppo research on right. ourselves. We're going to get this all out there. This happened? Yeah. This?
That'd be a great press conference, like, in the debate, confronted with it. Yeah, you think that's a story? Let me tell you this one.
Oh, that time I teed up a golf ball, I hit it at Ben Sherrington's face down a hallway.
Just missed it.
Right? Just missed him.
Speaking of baseball stories, we are in for Lawrence this afternoon. Dan and I, we're going to be here until 2 o'clock. Ron Coomer, generally wonderful human being and genuinely...
Why do you say generally?
Generally.
He is completely, he's totally wonderful.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. He's a genuinely wonderful human being. generally amazing. He's going to join us at 12:25. A lot to do since then. And like I mentioned, Gary Bettman has spoken, the NHL commissioner, about where that league might be at when they resume play. I think it is kind of interesting to maybe theorize about what these sports might look like when they do come back. We'll keep you busy. It's Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
If you're like most people, you're carrying a credit card balance, and if those cards come with high interest rates, which they almost always do, the average interest rate on credit card debt's 20%, what you need, my friends at Lightstream, because it's really easy to lower your interest rate and save with a Lightstream credit card consolidation loan. You can get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. And Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience. It's exactly what they deliver. There are no fees, and you can get your loan. It's anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000. You can get your money as soon as the day you apply. Here is what one very satisfied customer said. Quote, I heard the radio ad. I thought it was worth looking at. I was skeptical because I'd never done anything like this online. I was used to piles of paperwork and days of waiting and jumping through hoops. But to my great surprise, the loan process was very simple and easy to navigate, efficient service, very professional. I was amazed at the process. I wish all loans were this efficient. That could be you. Apply today to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is by going to lightstream.com/Dan B. LightStream.com/Dan B.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Dan B for more info.
Are you a homeowner constantly dealing with contractors to fix things around your home? Do you deal with the hassle of calling around, no-shows, and getting ripped off? It doesn't have to be like that if you use the Jiffy On Demand app. Jiffy On Demand gives you the power to schedule already vetted contractors within minutes, just like ordering an Uber. Download the Jiffy On Demand app and use the code JUSTJIFFYIT for $30 off your first job or online at JiffyOnDemand.com. Jiffy On Demand, fast, reliable home maintenance for less.
Go for a getaway full of adventures for all ages. In Daytona Beach, discover brand new resorts in the big, iconic beach that's world famous. Savor fresh local seafood right on the waterfront. Climb to the top of Florida's tallest lighthouse. Rock out to live music at the oceanfront bandshell. Or catch a wave along 23 miles of wide, sandy beaches. No matter your interests, fun is endless here. Choose a destination that makes the whole family happy. Find oceanfront hotel deals and book your trip now at DaytonaBeach.com.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
We're very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/needle. That's ZipRecruiter.com/needle. ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
We're not done. Usually we're wrapping things up here on the Bernstein and McKnight show, but we're in sort of strange times where it's all hands on deck, and with they stripped down the production crew. There's nobody in the building, and they say that non-essential employees are supposed to stay home, work from home as best as possible. And I think as this thing escalates, ramps up, and if and when we get sick, we should still be able to work from home in some capacity.
I think so.
And I would expect to be doing that. But for now, we're here, and we will be covering the Lawrence Holmes show for the next 2 hours. So you'll get the extendo version of Bernstein and McKnight.
That we will. Gary Bettman, the commissioner of the NHL, spoke a little bit with some reporters on where the league is at. I'll just read you a couple here. He says, nobody knows how long the hiatus may be. Nobody, even the medical community, can predict it with certainty. What we're doing is we're modeling every conceivable alternative. So when it's appropriate to go back to work, we know what our options are. He was asked about how much longer they might be able to be or might be out of playing games. He says, how much longer we could do this is something we're trying to determine, not just what the timing of all of it might be. We also are considering what playing alternatives there are that fit within the window that may be left. So it's a bit of a puzzle. And part of the problem is we don't know what all the pieces are. So what we do is we've modeled every conceivable alternative. As in time passes, it may change the equation. It sounds like they're committed to playing what the NHL has committed to right now. And obviously everything is subject to change, and I won't even hold Gary Bettman to it if things nice change as quick as it will. Well, listen, there's a lot of things you pin on old Bettman. But they're committed to playing a full season next year, the 2020-2021 season. And if that starts late because this season gets pushed into whenever, so be it. But it does sound like they're weighing every single option about truncating this one and then getting back to the playoffs when they can and making sure they get a full run of games. Even if it is condensed, like we saw a couple of years ago, even if it is condensed some, they'd like to get the full run of games for next year's, for the next NHL season.
I get that. And there are guys who, you know, it throws off. We were talking about professional athletes. Their off season, the way they have everything structured right now,
yeah,
with how they prepare their bodies and what they do, and when, you know, they take a little time to decompress and then they get to work. It's everybody's clock changes. You know, everybody's routine gets disrupted. So I'm wondering if is this then collectively bargained? I mean, do you allow players to have a say in how this goes?
I mean, I would imagine that you'd have to at some point. The NFL's in a different spot on this because, at least I think they are, because they have a CBA up now, right? I mean, the vote, the deadline for that is coming up here in just a day or two, a couple of days. For baseball, I would imagine that because everybody was essentially ready to start the season, that Rob Manfred isn't going to have to use the best interest of baseball clause or anything like that. He's not going to have to use, you know, the gavel and the sounding block to ring things in or anything. I would imagine players are happy to start the season as is, but that hasn't stopped guys, you know, like Jason Kipnis, for instance, of the Cubs right now, from tweeting about some of the confusion that's surrounding this postponement. He wrote yesterday after the league got suspended, and there it is, early questions from players. Do we go home now? Stay and train? How and when do we start back up? Have another 2 week spring training?
Yeah, there it is.
Then start where the schedule picks up. Do we still get paid? This is wild. Then he dealt with a couple of trolls telling him to shut up about wanting to get paid, which is like, come on, really? Uh-huh. It's their job. It doesn't matter what they're
it's
getting.
What we
want
do
to
for a
get
living.
Paid.
Yeah.
A bunch of nonsense. But either way, those are the questions that I guess we're kicking around the probably the Cubs clubhouse, and that Kip was kind of dealing with.
We'll talk some Cubs with Ron Coomer coming up about half an hour,
yeah,
or so. Before then, after the top of the hour, we should hear from Jason Hayward again, because he was asked about sort of what now,
yeah,
and how they deal with this and what it means. And I guess I was told he was joking around that the reporters came up to him to ask about it, and he said, are you just coming to me because of the NBA story?
Oh, and really?
And people didn't realize he was kidding. And he's like, I'm just messing with y'all. Right?
It's fine.
Yeah,
let's talk about this stuff.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah, he was
all right,
kidding.
Well, we'll let Jason Hayward pick up the thread from where Jason Kipnis left off. It's Bernstein and McKnight, an extended dance mix. We're filling in for Lawrence next on The Score.
Saturdays from 8:30 to 9. Don't miss Early Odds with Score Guy and nationally renowned gaming expert Joe O. Featuring the latest odds, wagering, and gaming info you need.
Legal sports books will be launching here in Illinois soon. I promise. Get the most up-to-date info on Early Odds.
Early Odds with Joe O on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
Gee, cold cereal.
Granola.
Listen, does that sound like a satisfying breakfast to you? I think we'd rather hear sausage on the griddle, freshly toasted English muffin, a satisfying bite into a McDonald's breakfast sandwich. So let's wake up breakfast, Chicagoland. Now enjoy a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, or hash browns, any two for $2. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Go for a getaway full of adventures for all ages. In Daytona Beach, discover brand new resorts and the big, iconic beach that's world famous. Savor fresh local seafood right on the waterfront. Climb to the top of Florida's tallest lighthouse. Rock out to live music at the oceanfront bandshell. Or catch a wave along 23 miles of wide, sandy beaches. No matter your interests, fun is endless here. Choose a destination that makes the whole family happy. Find oceanfront hotel deals and book your trip now at DaytonaBeach.com.
Are you a homeowner constantly dealing with contractors to fix things around your home? Do you deal with the hassle of calling around, no-shows, and getting ripped off? It doesn't have to be like that if you use the Jiffy On Demand app. Jiffy On Demand gives you the power to schedule already vetted contractors within minutes, just like ordering an Uber. Download the Jiffy On Demand app and use the code JUSTJIFFYIT for $30 off your first job or online at JiffyOnDemand.com. Jiffy On Demand, fast, reliable home maintenance for less.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn.